What does Obamacare, Birmingham City Council and the Department of Trade and Industry all have in common? Each endeavoured to put in place ambitious online projects that ran over budget. Parts of the Trade and Industry website cost British taxpayers £11.78 per visit. Birmingham City Council spent £2.5 million on their website, running £2 million over budget, and healthcare.gov has currently cost American taxpayers $319 million, a figure set to rise to $677 million when their initial budget was only $93 million. It also has the dubious honour of being the first website in the world for which a president has had to apologise. We see this pattern time and again. An organisation has an ambitious vision for their digital strategy and yet fail on the implementation. It is something I see a lot with Headscape's higher education clients. It has become such an epidemic in higher education that I am writing a companion to my book Digital Adaptation aimed specifically at that sector. Things start so well. A higher education institution wants to improve their customer experience. They want to personalise the journey from prospective undergraduate to alumni and everything in between. They want prospective students to have timely and relevant updates on courses, and they want freshers to be able to navigate around campus using their smartphones, existing students to have instant access to lecture videos, resources and advice 24/7. And these are all admirable goals, but they're also complex interdependent projects. They need enterprise-level customer relationship management systems, online learning environments, state-of-the-art mobile applications. They also need manpower for inputting content, cleaning data, recording lectures and so on. They involve many stakeholders from across the institution, representatives from student recruitment, IT, comms, alumni services, international office, accessibility officers, procurement, student services and so on. They create committees, select external vendors and draw up timelines. Each piece of the puzzle is reliant on every other piece. The web interface or mobile app requires a CRM to be in place. The CRM requires changes in the current workflow, changes that take months of negotiation with every department, faculty and school. Timelines slip, budgets expand to accommodate complexity, and by the end, everything is out of date. This is not a problem limited to higher education either. It applies to any organisation that reaches a certain size. Digital is not an environment that supports large, slow-moving projects. It's not friendly to large, institutionalized organizations. I think part of the problem is that organizations confuse vision with strategy. Having an ambitious vision for your digital future is wonderful, but it's not the same as a strategy. A vision provides a picture of where an organisation might want to go, but to jump from the current reality to that vision in a single bound is very hard. The difference between the two is just too great. A strategy is a more grounded approach, more grounded in reality than a vision. A strategy should identify organisational problems that need solving. For example, we're losing contact with students and alumni at various points in the relationship with them. It should also identify a handful of pivotal actions that move the organisation closer to solving the problem. Finally, a strategy should form a framework within which the organisation operates. This framework helps the organisation to move towards its ultimate vision. These might be some design principles or policies and procedures. In short, the strategy helps to shape the organisation to enable it to achieve its long-term vision. Take, for example, gov.uk. The ultimate vision there was to create a one-stop shop for citizens looking for any government service. As a traditional project, the cost would have been prohibitive and implementation impossible. It would have involved integrating hundreds of systems and dealing with thousands of stakeholders. Instead, they put in place a strategy for change. They defined their problems, established a framework, and began with a handful of actions. Out of that came alpha.gov.uk and also their service manual. In short, they didn't attempt to tackle everything as a single massive project, but instead took things one step at a time. In the digital world, this approach is far more sensible. Digital is so fast moving that you can't plan a 3 to 5 year project. It allows huge flexibility for change as you progress and unparalleled ability to track what you're doing. This means you can learn and adapt as you move forward, shaping your vision as you go. There's no need to tie down all the details. It also allows you to overcome one obstacle at a time. You only need to bring in stakeholders that allow you to address the current work package. Sometimes one work package will impact another further down the line, but you can adjust things at that point. Now, reworking like this might seem wasteful, but the savings made from simplifying the process more than cover that cost. You will make mistakes, but the cost of correcting those is low with digital, especially if you're doing prototyping as you go along. These small mistakes pale into insignificance when compared to the cost of mistakes on huge IT projects. Finally, working in this kind of incremental fashion improves and produces faster results. Senior management, stakeholders and customers get to see improvement within weeks rather than years. Rather than waiting until everything is complete, you release work as it's done and track its impact. Whether you're at the start of a large digital project or even partway through, I'd encourage you to stop. Get help putting a clear strategy in place. A strategy that includes a framework, team, procedures, everything you need for long-term transformation. Then, in most cases, I would recommend a small prototyping project. This will allow you to see if your vision will actually work in reality before committing to it for the long term.